quarterback at Kentucky, Tennessee, Lifestar Marketing Guthrie, and just learned some exciting news about these folks here recently. These Stephanie and Tom. Tom joined us now. Tom, you've been out working on the farm a little bit, getting cattle up and taking care of things.
Yeah, it seems like this time of year is always something to do. We had one that decided didn't want to stay in the confines of the fence. We had to get back, and had another with a little eye trouble that we had to get doctored. So got little babies being born. You don't want them to catch anything. So I had to get that taken care of as quick as possible. Yes.
A lot of day in the life on the farm, right?
That's right. It's never the same. Every day can be different. That's correct.
Never know what's going to happen, especially a cattle farm or anything like that. A little good news coming out for you guys and Stephanie. A little, both of you guys can talk a little bit about this, but you guys, a new market adding to the company here.
Yes, sir. We recently dealt with some friends. That's what I call them, our friends. But we have acquired Cattleman's Livestock in Rockfield, Kentucky. We're super excited about it. You're going to see the same faces. They've stayed, and we wanted it that way. We've been friends with them for a long time. They're partners in this industry, so we are thrilled to be up there now. Me and Will have been going up there, Tom's little brother, Will Barnett, middle brother, but we're thrilled to have acquired it. Like I said, working with friends, people we've known for a long time, so we're excited to be there.
What's this mean for you guys, Tom, to have that market there?
Well, I think it's an opportunity to serve a little bit more of your area. And it's a place that, like she said, they've done a really good job right there. And it wasn't something that we sort of, they sort of came to us a little bit and we sort of met them a little bit. And I think it was just a time of they were transitioning, and we had noticed the good work they had done over the years and felt like it was a good place to be. And like I said, been friends with John Carneal and Ray Nolan and all the other owners up there for a long time. And it's going to be great, I believe.
A lot of your folks here will sell at different markets. I think it gives them more options to do business with you in a little different location, folks who may be driving a little farther to come this way.
And the big thing is, that's right, and it covers, you cover both ends of the week. We sell here on Thursday, Cattleman's sales on Monday. Some people have a job. They can't get off work during the week. That's a good opportunity. They receive cattle there on Sunday afternoon. Just give us a call or give them a call. We try. That's one big thing. It's not really the area so much. We're not that far apart, but right. The different ends of the week that right. Give people different options is a big thing.
And that's what you look at, to make sure people have the options to market when they get ready to. Stephanie, you said kept a lot of the same folks, or everybody who was there stayed with you.
Yes, sir. A couple of the older owners, they were ready to retire, and maybe just tend to their cow herd or do whatever. But you'll see some familiar faces. Not a lot's going to change the way everything runs. If you know Ray, he has a tight ship up there, and John does too. So you're going to see the same people, same smiles, and the same jokes and the same
right.
Don, So, we kept everybody. We didn't see any reason not to, so.
You mentioned earlier, and Will Gregory, we talked to Will at Haley Auctions this morning. Didn't realize Will was selling for you guys up there. He's your auctioneer.
Yes, Will. Will is he is in his early 30s. I think he told me he was 32. We are glad to have him. We like I said, we kept everybody. I think Will is excellent. He's just won, I think, Battle at the Bluegrass, and so we are proud to support him, and we're going out with him and to Santa Teresa, New Mexico, in November 15th. Me and Tom, I was hoping to send my little nephew and brother-in-law Will out with Tom, but they are showing at North American. Right. So that weekend up in Louisville. So we'll be going out supporting him and trying to cheer him on. Hope he makes the top 10, which will lead to the WLAC World Livestock Auctioneer Championship in June. So
where is it in June this year?
I think it's in Dunlap, Iowa. Yes, I think it's in Dunlap, Iowa this year. Like I said, it's everywhere. Every year it's different. We just got home from Oklahoma City this past June.
Okay.
So we look forward to that. That's our big convention paired with World Livestock, our Livestock Marketing Association convention paired with the World Livestock Auctioneer right. Contest. So that'll be 30 of the best auctioneers in the cattle industry that you will hear. And plus the Canadian champion comes down and competes too. So there's usually 31 contestants.
I was at that a few years ago. I tell you, that's some kind of contest. Yes. They are good.
They are. They are really good. I would never even try to. I don't know how they do it. Hours and years of practice. So yeah, it's a knack you've got to have, and I do not have that. So
Will sold John Morgan his hat. This morning, John Morgan didn't realize he bought it until after he bought it.
Yeah, you gotta watch them. No, I'm just kidding. They can take you pretty fast if you wiggle your nose or move your fingers. So, I joke always. I tell the kids that come to the stockyard, just don't move real fast over there, and you won't buy anything. And they sit real still. So,
yeah,
we're looking forward to working with Will. He's doing a great job. I love the way he sounds. You know, I guess you get each auctioneer. And you don't really realize it until you clerk behind them. Each auctioneer that I've ever clerked with or been around, every one of them's different. Every one of them calls different. Everyone says, you know, if they're asking for 10, they're asking for a quarter. But you have to, where they end, everything is different. So you have to kind of get used to it. So I've enjoyed learning, listening to Will. And I've listened, like, when you're clerking, you have to pay attention. And everybody's different. So I've enjoyed learning. You know, his voice and how he does it.
Yeah,
so.
He does a good job. Yeah. Good facilities there, Tom?
Yes, we were. That's one thing we did notice, that they kept their facilities up. They're practical. You know, it's very easy. The place is easy to get around. And like I said, I at this time, I'm still at our Cross Plains location on Monday. So I don't. My brother goes up there on Monday and works with them has been going up there every week. So I haven't really actually spent as much time working there at this time as, you know, John, Ray, my brother Will, and everybody else that works there. But when we went up there and looked at the place, we did notice that it was, you know, sturdily built, practically built, easy to run, you know. And, you know, everything right there seems to be just kind of like you'd want it.
And that's important in this business, because if you don't keep things up, it can cost you quite a bit to get it back up to speed.
Yes. The biggest thing is, you know, if you have a leak, don't wait to fix it.
Right.
Fix it as soon as you know about it. You know, if you have some boards broke, don't wait to fix them. You got to fix them as soon as you know about them. That kind of stuff can pile up if you're not careful. And we're fortunate to have a lot of good guys that work here, good at maintenance and good at things like that, keeping their eyes out for problems. You know, water leaks, broken boards, things, roof leaks, things like that. Staying on top of that. That's one of the main things about keeping things, you know, tight and going.
I can add a little bit to that on as far as audit. You saw Mount Farm Safety this week. We have an auditor that comes once a month with the State Department of Ag. Yeah, and they walk through our barn if something, I mean, a nail sticking out that they don't like. We have to address it pretty that day. So we do have auditors come around and we get audited and we have to sign off on it if it's good, bad, in between. But we do, we're talking about farm safety and upkeep and things that we do that. But every barn we have is audited and monthly just to make for safety. Yep. You know, making sure animals don't get out on the highway, right, stuff like that. So we do have they're pretty stringent on that. Yeah.
That's good, though. Good to keep you safe, keep people safe as well. So we're at Kentucky Tennessee Livestock Market talking to farm safety and really talking about some neat things going on for them as well. We're on 1070 WEKT and 92.1 FM.